Good morning, everybody. I'm so happy every time I get a chance to slip on here and spend some time with you with a song and a Bible reading. So a lot of things can go on during the day and they can start early. So like I say, I'm thankful that I have a life where I can slip this in. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you tuning in. I don't know, there's something about that support that you're giving on, even though you're maybe thousands of miles away, there's something about spending time with the Lord, with other saints of God, with other believers, that's just so uplifting. I hope you feel it too, because I definitely do. So thank you so much for joining in with me. We want the Heavenly Father by His Spirit to draw all men unto Himself. We want that call to go forth for workers in the kingdom of God. Wherever you are, you can do your part. And just open your hearts, open your ears and your eyes for what the Lord is calling you unto. And it is a high and a holy calling. It's a peculiar calling. And I'm just so glad that you are with me on this. Every time we read the Word of God and our hearts are supple, that's the word, there's something about that. You know, unbelievers just can't get it. But by grace, the Lord speaks to us and we hear and we obey, God willing. So thanks for joining me. Let's see.
Oh, everyone that is thirsty in spirit. Oh, everyone that is weary and sad. Come to the fountain, there's fullness in Jesus. All that you're longing for, come and be glad. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you are seeking me, I will be found. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you are seeking me, I will be found.
You know, it's a wonderful thing. I know I mentioned all sorts of miracles, but you know the miracle of what this is? It's amazing. Did you know that it's just in seeking Him that He is found? Because there's no question about it. His promise is, if you seek me, you will find me. In fact, if you seek me, you have found me. And it's just such a wonderful thing. You don't have to have any doubt whatsoever, because the promise of God is sure and without fail. So that if you seek the Lord, you have found Him. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Don't let Satan tell you otherwise, because he will. He will say, yeah, but he didn't give you this, or you didn't get that, or you still have this doubt. Don't worry about that. Are you going to believe God or going to believe the father of lies? I say, believe God. His promise is sure. And so we seek Him daily, and He looks for those that seek Him daily, and He rewards them that diligently seek Him. Oh, it's such a wonderful thing. That's why what you're doing, I'm not saying just with me here online with a song and a Bible reading, but anytime you turn your heart towards the Lord, anytime you acknowledge Him, you have it. And that's just to walk in it now. So we mustn't forget that. Anytime the children of Israel got into trouble, it is when they forgot and they turned away from him and they wanted to walk in their own ways and not acknowledge the things that God had done in their lives. So let us not be that way, but let us allow him to give us his Holy Spirit and walk in the things that he has called us unto. We're his children, and he's our loving Heavenly Father. Oh, it's just amazing, and it's a miracle. All right, I better get going here. So we are into John 5. Oh, you'll notice that the sound is a little different today. So Ira has a job in town with all his audio equipment, so he had to take a cord that I was using. So here I'm going straight into my trusty little iPhone here. So if it's a little different, no worries. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be back with the same sound. Let's see, we're going to be in chapter 5, and we'll just see how long we read. But no matter how long, we're going to ask the Lord to bless it. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just bless the reading of your word. Lord, let it be as sweet nourishment to our soul, to our minds, and our bodies. Lord, you are the God that heals. You are the God that saves. You are the God that guides, gives peace. Wonderful counselor. Lord, do that for us today as we lay ourselves at your feet. Speak to us, Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, chapter 5. It's exciting. Every day is exciting to see how the Lord will speak to us. All right. Chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Isn't that something? And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." It's just like Jesus to change the rules, right? And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Ooh, and leave it to Jesus to break a rule. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Then asked they him, "What man is it which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, and a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh, hitherto I work." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Are you listening? For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. These are key things that Jesus is saying, and they apply to us. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. 32. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness of the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. 39. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Isn't that something? How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Ouch! Those are stinging words for those people at the time, and they're very applicable. Oh, did you know that when you believe in Christ and you accept him as your personal Savior, we become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ in these very same things that he's talking about. He has wonderful plans for his church, And now we've got to be faithful to walk in the things that he's instructed us in. And we can only do that with help by his Holy Spirit. And so we lay down our life for his sake, and he gives us life through his Spirit. Oh, such a wonderful thing. Well, I better let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend in the Word and with a song. I hope it's a blessing to you as it is with me. Thank you so much for your support. Hey, we would love to have you come and join with us on our VIP page. Go to our website, AmundsenFamilyMusic.com, and click on the blue VIP button, and it will give you instructions on how to do it. It's a huge help for us in these coming days to let us know how we can go ahead with our music here as a family, and also this song and Bible reading. So thank you so much for the support that we have been getting. And if you haven't, also get our CD while you're on the website. Have a blessed day.